Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. We're with Jeff Wilkin, longtime reporter for the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning to you, Dave.
Well, let's start with a heartwarming story. A Purple Heart medal that's been missing for years was found.
Yes, this is a neat story out of Balls and Spa that our Steve Williams has in this morning's paper, the top of the local section. A woman named Tammy Mohan of Clifton Park a couple years ago, she gets a black purse and eventually finds out there's a Purple Heart hidden inside. It's something where she says, somebody wants this, and she took steps to find it, and she eventually found the family of Floyd Mabb, M-A-B-B, of Balls and Spa, and he'd been a member of the Screaming Eagles, 101st Airborne Division, killed in 1945. A ceremony yesterday to reunite his family with this lost Purple Heart. This is about the biggest honor you can get in the military. Well, one of them, I know there's some veterans listening, but this is something that a family wants to treasure and keep as long as they are around. So I'm glad that the Purple Heart is reunited.
Yeah, great story. So the Hamilton tickets at Proctor's were the big treasure, and those that had them saw it open last night. And, of course, we have the Altamont Fair opening as well.
Yep, it was a big day for first-nighters and first-afternooners, I suppose. Hamilton opens at Proctor's. It's a show that people have been looking forward to for a long time. And they had a little wrinkle. They had a new rule. It's not a new rule. Some concert folks have done this. They wanted clear plastic bags only. People bringing these things in. They wanted to have this for security checks, and that's what happened to Proctor's and will happen for the show's run. The Altamont Fair opened yesterday, too, and it's a tradition for us, probably since the 1970s, to at least do pictures of the fair opener. And it's a big one for Schenectady and Albany County folks. I mean, all the fairs are great, but this one's a little closer to us than Saratoga County or Colbeskill is. So, big fair opening, and Hamilton is playing in Proctor. So, people have things to do in the afternoon and the evening in Schenectady and in Altamont.
We have been speaking with Jeff Wilkin, longtime reporter for the Daily Gazette. You can read these stories and much more at dailygazette.com or just pick up a copy of the paper. And our conversation is online at wamc.org. Jeff, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Dave.